You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Zara Mohiden, the head of business development at Fig Loans, which is a social impact startup focused on being a bridge between bad and good credit for Americans who would otherwise use predatory loans. Zara, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all about Fig Loans. So for starters, what does being a social impact startup mean?
So that's a great question. In a broad sense, a social impact startup, which is also called a mission-aligned startup, is a small business that operates at the intersection of private business and public good. And one of our investors, Ross Baird from Village Capital, has a really compelling way of explaining social impact. And it starts with this idea Ross calls two-pocket thinking. And two-pocket thinking is when people believe that there is no overlap between business and social good. They don't believe that it's possible to build a business that fundamentally helps people by being aligned with a socially focused mission. And what social impact businesses do is that we employ one-pocket thinking. So we believe that the world isn't so black and white. There doesn't need to be a distinction between corporations that make money but are evil and nonprofits that make no money and are good. So we really believe that we can build a financially sound and economically viable business while contributing to the greater good.
And also, Zara, what does a social impact business look like in practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone has their own idea of what a social impact business looks like. But I believe that if you want to be a social impact business, you must have complete mission alignment, which we're fortunate enough to have at Fig. And so what is mission alignment, right? That's a fancy buzzword. But essentially, mission alignment is the level to which a company's social mission is baked into the day-to-day operations, as well as long-term strategy of the business. And so mission alignment is different for each company, but it might be helpful to explain with an example. So mostly everyone has heard of Tom's Shoes, so I'll use them. And essentially, Tom's is a shoe company that popularized the buy one, give one approach. So if you buy a pair of Tom's shoes, they'll give one to someone in need, which is a really fantastic model that gave many shoes to those who needed them. But taking a step back to look at Tom's as a whole, Tom's core business is making and selling shoes. And then Tom's uses a portion of the proceeds to buy shoes, clean water, medical supplies, so they can give them for free to disadvantaged groups. And so that disconnect, the fact that I can break out these two distinct activities, making shoes and buying things for those in need, means that from the beginning, the mission is not baked into the core business. It's not baked into the day-to-day operations of making shoes. So in my opinion is that if Tom's shoes were made and sold by the people they're giving shoes to today, then they would be mission aligned, because then Tom's core business of making and selling shoes would no longer be separated from their social mission to support communities in need. And in 2013, actually, Tom's did just that. They started producing shoes in Haiti, which is a region they were giving shoes to. And so in my mind, that's when they achieved mission alignment and became a social impact business.
And that's quite an example. Thanks for sharing. Now, in regards to your company and continuing the theme today of social impact, how does Fig Loans' business model reflect social impact and mission alignment?
Right. So at FIG, our business model depends on helping our customers build up their credit score. And so a lot of people don't know this, but the reason why people take out payday loans at such high interest rates is because those people have bad credit and they don't experience banking the same way you and I do. So when you have bad credit, no one will give you credit. You're really on the fringe of mainstream banking. Your bank, your credit union are not options when you need cash fast. So when you and I would put purchases on a credit card, people with bad credit don't have that option and have to resort to payday loans. And to make matters worse, to build credit, you need to have credit. So it's a very weird catch-22. And what FIG does is that we offer alternatives to payday loans that are 80% cheaper and help build credit by an average of 44 points. For someone with bad credit, this is huge. It could mean the difference between a government-assisted mortgage and no mortgage at all. So there's fundamentally no way for FIG as a company to be successful without improving the financial stability of our customers and communities. So in that way, we are completely mission-aligned, and that's what makes us a social impact business.
Today we are visiting with Zara Mohiden, Head of Business Development at FIG Loans, which is a social impact startup focused on being a bridge between bad and good credit for Americans who would otherwise use predatory loans, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So Zara, how do you maintain accountability to the communities that you do serve?
Right. And accountability was so incredibly important to us because most finance companies have a bad history of not being held accountable for their actions. So in October 2014, when FIG was just an idea, we cold called 50 nonprofits around the country to learn more about how online payday loans in Texas affect people and communities. We wanted to speak to financial coaches who had firsthand experience working with the victims of predatory loans who are in that awful, you know, debt spiral. And lucky for us, Jackie at the United Way of Greater Houston picked up the phone. And Jackie explained that the United Way of Greater Houston, which is a nonprofit, has a collaborative called Thrive. And Thrive is a group of employers, community colleges, financial institutions, and government agencies who focus on helping low-income families reach lasting financial independence. And so we talked about our vision for the FIG personal loan and how it would be the first of many of responsible financial products all geared towards helping people regain access to traditional credit sources. And over the next 6 months, we became a part of Thrive and worked with the financial coaches at the United Way of Greater Houston to learn more about the problems caused by payday lending practices. But more importantly, we used this time to define the FIG loan to be, you know, in every way a better loan for customers and communities. And so our loan product was actually born out of our nonprofit partnerships and a desire to not only be held accountable by our communities, but to create a product specifically for them and to address the problems that they face. And now, actually, we partner with 15 other Texas nonprofits focused on financial stability to really help put an end to predatory lending. And today, we're the only lender to publish our unit economics online, and you can check that out at www.figloans.com. And also form a local advisory board of nonprofits to continue to guide our product decisions.
And certainly clear that you're having a positive impact in the community there. Now, what does success look like for your customers? And can you give us an example also of how you've helped someone achieve that success?
Absolutely. So for our customers, success is twofold. The first and most important is avoiding payday lenders by using FIG as their go-to lender when they need emergency cash. And so this way, these folks are getting their money for 80% cheaper and avoiding all of the predatory and costly fees that payday lenders charge. And I think CNN put this at around $520 a year. And so the second part is making on-time payments so that they can build a healthy, positive credit. So once customers build healthy credit, we want to help them transition back into the mainstream finance world, using credit cards responsibly when they need extra cash, or applying for loans with their local bank or credit union. And so an example of a customer who's achieved this success, and I don't want to name names, but a customer of ours who was at the beginning of what was a payday debt spiral. And so luckily, she went to one of the coaches at the United Way of Greater Houston, who referred her to us, and we refinanced her expensive payday debt with our loan. She made every payment of hers on time, saw her credit score go up by 67 points throughout the course of her time with us, which is really amazing. And this huge bump in her credit score actually allowed her to take out a cheaper mortgage, which was really great to hear. So now she's really on that path to being financially stable.
And another fine example on how you're impacting the community through FIG loans. And your time has been much appreciated. And thanks for joining us here today, Zara. In conclusion, any closing thoughts on social impact, a takeaway, or a final tip in these regards?
Yeah, so I guess in a high level overview, for people who are interested in starting a social impact company like FIG, or for setting aside funds for investing in social impact companies, I think it's really important to do your due diligence and to make sure social mission is truly integrated with the business model, like I illustrated in that Tom's example.
Zara, before you go, where can listeners get all the details on FIG loans, and how could one be in contact as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get further details at our website, which is www.figloans.com. And we have a lot of great information in the About and in the Info tab, so you can learn more about our involvement with nonprofits, as well as get those juicy stats on our loan portfolio. And if you would like to reach out to us, if you're just interested in social impact and mission alignment, please shoot us an email at admin@figloans.com.
Zara, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eric.
And the pleasure has certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Zara Mohiden, Head of Business Development at FIG Loans, which is a social impact startup focused on being a bridge between bad and good credit for Americans who would otherwise use predatory loans. And for all the details and to learn more, visit figloans.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.